Artwork Newspaper Issue 211, Winter 2019 to 2020. Title, Fernandezia, Visual Philosopher. If you're an artist, you can do little better than show your work at Summer Hall. The rooms may still have a hint of the lab. Until the 1990s, the building was the Dick Veterinary College, but the atmosphere of Summer Hall, more than any other Edinburgh gallery or museum, is stimulating and vital. Some of this quality is due to the efforts of the artist and art impresario, Richard DiMarco, who, in his wing at Summer Hall, regularly holds exhibitions, organized by a small, but strong team, as author /journalist Roddy Martin put it recently. Apart from Terry Ann Newman, co-director, Dr. Charles Stevens, editor of DiMarco's memoirs, who also helps arrange his archives, there's the exhibition's curator, Fernandezia. Born in São Paulo, Brazil in 1987, Fernandez's birthday, the 13th of May, occurs on the anniversary of the 1888 Golden Law when Brazil freed all its slaves. Perhaps this coincidence instilled, from an early age, a desire to take art to the disadvantaged, particularly children. To realize this aim, she knew she would have to acquire a variety of creative skills. Fernanda's childhood was far from easy. Her mother, an architect, was a single parent of four, and from the age of 13, Fernanda knew she had to go it alone. When she was 15, she began work with the Brazilian designer, João Carlos Correia da Rocha, while studying at college in the evenings. For 3 years she managed the Rocha's shop, Cordapano, that sold designer furniture and metal sculpture. Fernanda organized her boss's chaotic finances, paid off his debts and designed metal sculptures, which she sold, saving enough money to pay for her fare to the UK. Aged 18, she arrived in London in 2005, found a job in the Tate Gallery's cafe and in her spare time, took lessons in English. 4 years later she moved to Edinburgh, toying with the idea of studying dance, but was disappointed that the course offered was based on commercial, musical theatre and not artistically oriented. "For me," says Fernanda, "dance is a personal, artistic, experience of creating movement in space through sound, or silence." With her experience of design in Brazil, she decided to study art and, after completing an access course at Edinburgh University's Office of Lifelong Learning in Arts and Social Sciences, she enrolled at Edinburgh College of Art to study sculpture. In 2015, 6 months after she began her studies in art, Fernanda visited Summer Hall, where the Polish assemblage and happenings artist, Tadeusz Kantor's centenary was being celebrated. When she met Richard DiMarco there, she learned that in the garden outside her flat, a conversion of Edinburgh's Poor House, was where, 30 years previously, Kantor had performed. It was a coincidence also that her home was where the German sculptor, performance, installation and graphic artist, Joseph Beuys, 1921-1986, created his last masterpiece in Scotland when he gave the Poor House gates the title of A New Beginning Is in the Offing. After her visit to Summer Hall, Fernanda offered to help Richard with his archives, a large collection of papers, photographs, programmes and letters on his participation in the arts in Scotland, particularly the Edinburgh International Festival, the UK and Europe, from as far back as the 1960s. Starting with sorting papers and photographs, Fernanda progressed to curating shows, compiling catalogues, designing posters and dealing with social media for the DiMarco Foundation. "Working at Summer Hall with Richard has helped me see how art and creativity can bring people together in a humane way," she says. The first show Fernanda curated was in summer 2016, when the DiMarco Arts Foundation commemorated the 30th anniversary of Beuys's death and celebrated the artist's presence in Scotland. A glance at their recent program of events reveals how busy Fernanda has been, organizing talks, interviews, events, retrospectives, symposia, discussions and curating shows of Rose Strang and Andrew Ma. This year, in May, she has helped bring the Foundation's Art and Healing event to Venice and has organized the archives of Bill Beach, Caroline Teastle and Jimmy Boyle for an exhibition concerned with the power of art as a rehabilitation tool in prisons over 45 years at Hull University's Bryn Mawr Jones Library. Fernanda has also curated Richard DiMarco's own exhibitions of drawings and watercolors, one of which was held at the McLaurin Gallery, AIR, this summer. It's a wonder that Fernanda, now in her final year at ECA, has time for anything else. As an embroiderer of letters, words and aphorisms, I find her work has an instant appeal. In her strongly designed booklets, she displays lettering in signs, street names and other notices, in varying states of legibility. In all her work she successfully combines word and narrative with design and form, and in her booklet, Disconnect, she includes sculptural objects created from old, wooden water pipes. Artists, she says, are philosophers in practice. While philosophers use a theoretical approach to understanding life, the artist uses creativity and visual language in response to the same questions. Perhaps Fernanda's most important influence comes from Joseph Beuys's idea of social sculpture, in which he asserted that everyone was an artist. This concept, states Fernanda, is a profound and generous approach to art because it places it at the heart of society, where everyone's creativity acts as the moving force in creating personal change. Written Mary Gladstone for Artwork Newspaper.